USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're searching for any survivors of the killer tornado that slammed into Lee County, Alabama. At least 23 people have died. Sheriff Jay Jones.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have canine teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
Donald Estes says he was terrified.
I just watched it just suck the clouds in and everything. And heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says his committee is beginning investigations of President Trump in the Russia probe. President Trump says he is innocent and that people are persecuting him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States is warning the Venezuelan government and Nicolas Maduro not to take action against opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is returning home today to join opposition protests. More than 50 countries, including the United States and several members of the European Union, have recognized the opposition leader as Venezuela's interim president. President Maduro has said that Guaido may face justice and could be arrested for leaving the country illegally. Construction spending was down in December, USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
In a Monday morning report, the Commerce Department says construction spending declined by 0.6% in December after November's 0.8% increase. Building industry analysts were expecting a 0.2% increase in December. High mortgage rates, land and labor shortages, and expensive building materials have apparently led to the decrease. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Last week's number one movie remains champion at the box office.
We did it! The world's first dragon Viking utopia.
Oh my God. He's not the only one.
She's a light fury.
You.
The Universal release How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World is still tops at the box office, bringing in $30 million. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral debuts at number 2 with $27 million. Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 3 with $7 million. The Lego Movie 2, the second part from Warner Brothers, is at number 4 with $6 million. And the movie that took Best Picture this year at the Oscars, The Green Book from Universal Pictures, is at number 5, bringing in $4 million over the weekend. Gas prices are going up again. John Clemens has details.
That price is up 3.5 cents a gallon, now for a national average of $2.43. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has an interesting perspective on the increase in gasoline prices.
Fewer than 700 gas stations in the U.S. are selling gasoline under $2 a gallon. That compares to a peak number of stations under $2 a gallon that reached over 40,000 in early January.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.